Grab your community radio station here in Boulder, Colorado. It's time for Terrasonic.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a lovely spring Saturday here on the Colorado Front Range. Hope you're having a nice day so far. Thanks for making KGNU and Terrasonic part of it. A lot of great music ahead in the show for you. So let's just get right to it here on Terrasonic. On listener-powered KGNU.
that you find yourself. Mm-hmm. There are some people who smoke. We have doctors who smoke. Mm-hmm. We have lawyers who smoke. Mm-hmm. We have politicians who smoke. But if all these people smoke, mm-hmm. and they are hiding somewhere to do it, you know, it takes a wicked person to do that, to jail somebody or arrest somebody for something that he does.
Love it.
is TerraSonic on Listener Powered, KGNU, Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Hope it's going well for you so far. We began the show with music from Orfeo Negro off the album Waxy Melt, Volume 5, Nigeria Edition 1. That was Happy Survival. And then Eli and Alex Wonder Gem. They're from all over, but I believe they're based in Accra, Ghana right now. And from their EP, Buying Our Freedom, we heard High Grade. And then it was Ben Charles off the Kafundo Volume 4 compilation, Karimbo, Bayou, and Beyond. And a track whose name Ben Charles wrapping up that set. And in the background right now, it's the Beachers from a recent reissue of their album, Cinquenta, which came out in, I believe, the late 70s. And this is Africa Caliente version 50. This program is brought to you by the KGNU listener members and by Ecoscape, a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. More information can be found at ecoscapedesign.com or by calling 303-447-2282. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally. Happy Earth Day, Boulder. I think we should just get back to the music, don't you? This is TerraSonic on KGNU.
ఏంటి అదే కదా బి తమ్ నమ్ 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 తా బి తమ్ నమ్ తరిగిట కదా బి తమ్ నమ్ తరిగిట కదా
For real, and give it what For real, now give it what you got, give it what you got, give it what you got. Keep it on the block, give it up, give it up. A thug will grill you with meanness of eyes. I wanna feel you, them big ass thighs. Your Prada dress or your Gucci bag, or the polo jeans or a doobie bag. You hold the door, aight? We coming through, drive deep, hold it down for the night. Big Moo got the 50, like he got the Willie, and girl, you got the gift. Turn it over the page, usher in all of y'all to a brand new age where status really don't matter. Everybody get right to the pitter and patter. Come on, make a move, setting precedence, entering your residence. The whole scene is decadence, and the feeling is true. I'm seeing feet in my crew, you see in black and blue. So let's go for the ride. Strap yourself in tight, and if you bonafide, then just breathe, stop. For real, and give it what you got, and just breathe, stop. For real, and give it what you got, and give it what you got. Thank you.
Just about halfway through this week's episode of Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel. Thanks for joining me today. Just heard music from Air Zaire. The Jaisa Cole Air Zaire's Summer Bollywood Voyage. I'm not sure where I found that. Came across that recently. Before that, from Tom Caruana's mashups, this time mashing up a lot of hip-hop classics and some Bollywood music, and the comp's called Bat Suno. It's on Tom Caruana's Bandcamp. A lot of great mashup stuff there, and this was Q-Tip, Breath and Stop. And before that, from Deep Bali Records, Balint Baldassar and Conical Flow. Right now in the background, some Iranian music from Sabah Alizadeh. A record called Scattered Memories, and this piece is called Fluid. You're listening to Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio. Thank you. Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Just listen to hard rock from the Middle East, courtesy of The Devil's Anvil, and a track called Salim Ale. Do Mokhtar before that. His new one is called Ilana the Creator. We heard Anna from that one. It's out on the Sahel Sounds label. And Mdou Mokhtar, great guitarist from Niger. He's coming to Globe Hall in Denver this Monday night, April 8th. Show the KGNU is presenting. Wish I had tickets for you. I did a couple weeks ago, but not now. But Mdou Mokhtar, I think it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. And maybe I'll see you there. I hope so. Easy to get carried away in this track from Captain Planet called Boo Booge. But I do want to let you know that this program is presented by you, the listener, and by Swallow Hill Music. You can find details on their upcoming shows, tickets as well, at swallowhillmusic.org. Coming up in the background right now from an EP off the Cold Edits label, this is Mpapamo Donga and Limba Limba. Still some music ahead in the show. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
quoi me convaincre. Oh tamale, oh tamale. Tu yo yo mudinga la tade,
tu yo yo mudinga la tete, boki la nge chopie.
Oh tu yo yo mudinga le,
oh tamale,
oh mamale.
Mono tini nikini, muda buda basi mingi mubake, mbogwe.
Mono tini nikini enge ba, oh tamale, oh mamale.
O sistema de fora, né? Mas na verdade não, né? É uma educação que a gente trabalha, principalmente eu, né? Sempre trabalhei com meus alunos, né? Sobre valorização e fortalecimento da cultura, principalmente a língua nossa, né? Que é tronco-linguístico aruaque. Não podemos deixar a nossa língua.
Heard the music of Oshala Mayawari, the original mix of that, taking us out on this week's episode of Terrasonic. Also Jupiter and Oquest, before that a new single from them called Quengienda. And in the background right now it's the Sonic Funk Foundry and Carmelita, the Pina Colada mix of that from their album Wake Up. Stick around, we've got headlines from the BBC coming up at the top of the hour, followed by Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan and with you this Saturday. 3 hours of the best in reggae music, followed by 2 hours of the best in African music on African roots, and then 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC before Sound Lab kicks off our Saturday evening music programming. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a playlist for today's show at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. You'll also find an archive of the show at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Forces in Libya, loyal to the military commander Khalifa Haftar, have continued their offensive towards the capital, Tripoli. There have been heavy clashes at several points with forces supporting the internationally recognized government. Rana Jawad reports.
The Libyan Air Force, that is nominally under the internationally recognized government, targeted an area some 50 kilometers south of the capital on Saturday morning. It is not clear if there were any casualties, but the self-proclaimed Libyan National Army, commanded by General Haftar, has vowed to retaliate. The LNA is now locked in a battle in three areas of southern Tripoli with forces who back the government. This latest jostle for control of the capital has been met with stiff calls from the international community for an immediate halt to all military operations.
Just 3 days before elections in Israel, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has suggested that he will extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements in the occupied West Bank if he is re-elected. In a television interview, Mr. Netanyahu said that he would take care of all the settlements and would not uproot any of them. The president of Tunisia, Beji Caid Essebsi, has announced he will not run for a second term in elections expected in November. Mr. Essebsi, who is 92, said there were other talented people in the country. Mr. Essebsi became president in the country's first free and direct elections in 2014. So far, no prominent figure has declared their candidacy for the race. Protesters in Sudan have for the first time converged on the National Army headquarters in the capital, Khartoum. The protests have been called on the 34th anniversary of a coup that overthrew President Jafar al-Nimeri. Our Africa editor Mary Harper reports.
Chanting "One Army, One People," the demonstrators called on the military to join them in their campaign against President Omar al-Bashir. Eyewitnesses said that at the National Army headquarters, some soldiers did not drive the protesters back. Elsewhere, they were more heavy-handed, firing tear gas and arresting people. This is believed to be one of the biggest demonstrations since the protests began in December. But for now at least, Mr. al-Bashir seems determined to cling on.
Tens of thousands of supporters of the Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido are protesting in the capital Caracas and other cities after he called on them to keep up the pressure on the president Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Guaido said the people were demanding only what they were due.
We're here to demand freedom, democracy, food, future and education. We're not demanding anything that we're not already entitled to, as a right.
There had been doubts about the turnout, with people reportedly fatigued amid continued electricity and water shortages. Mr. Maduro blames US-backed sabotage for the blackouts. On Friday, the US announced fresh sanctions against Venezuelan oil exports. World News from the BBC. Foreign ministers from the world's seven most developed nations say women must have a greater role in solving conflicts because peace settlements with female involvement are more likely to last. Meeting in France, the G7 ministers said women rarely sat at the negotiating table and consequently peace agreements failed to protect their human rights. The UN Women's Agency estimates that between 1990 and 2017, only 2% of mediators were women. There were also just 5% of witnesses and signatories in all major peace processes. Activists have taken to the streets in Berlin to protest against soaring rents and dwindling housing stock in the German capital. They have also started collecting names for a petition demanding that local authorities expropriate properties from private landlords who own more than 3,000 flats. The French foreign minister has expressed frustration at the British government's difficulties in coming up with a plan to leave the European Union. Jean-Yves Le Drian urged the British Prime Minister Theresa May to justify her request for a further delay to Brexit. Mr. Le Drian said that European Union business